6, so it's Thursday. Oh gosh, what a lot's been going on. It's been a weird summer, with not really much going on, and at the same time a lot's bubbling under the surface. Like most parents, we have been having to juggle my holidays with that of my wife, to make sure that the kids were covered, and trying to resist the temptation or expectation of being the kind of like free unpaid red coat entertainer for said children and giving them stuff to do and keeping them occupied. It is quite exhausting, and I think I, for some reason or other, have much less capacity for doing this than many other people appear to. But it's also been a bit of an odd summer, because I've been doing a lot of flash fiction and we've been having some major problems with our house and our neighbour's roof leaking and damage to our internal walls and everything, and this has been taking years to kind of reconcile itself, but suffice it to say that now, you know, at the end of the summer, we now have our neighbour's roof is no longer leaking. And I won't go into all the ins and outs of how we managed to get that sorted. But now, after kind of being twiddling our thumbs for a great period of time, all of a sudden the insurance company's kind of kicked in and we're having to find alternative accommodation for a few months. Yep, for a few months we have to move out, and all the horrible logistics of partially moving house and packing away everything else into storage so that stuff is out of the way for the builders to come in and basically strip out 3 or 4 rooms at least back down to the stonework and then re-render and re-plaster and redecorate. It's just pretty horrendous. And given that our house is actually quite an old one, when the builders came around to kind of like scope out the job, they were saying, oh, well, you know, how old's this house? Oh, there might be anthrax in the plaster and in the render. And there might be asbestos in the render and in the plaster because it's a really old house. And apparently they often used animal hair, including horse hair, to kind of like help the plaster work kind of stay together. And the temptation, there's a potential rather, for that to involve fairly nasty infectious diseases to be involved. So that's one of the reasons why we're not that reluctant to move out, but the idea of having to pack up and move and finding somewhere that's still within the catchment area of our kids' schools and will accept a dog and everything else, it's such a bit of a nightmare, really. And it's, you know, frayed tempers, basically. And kids go back to school next week, and in a couple of weeks' time, it's quite likely that we're going to be... Hey, Seth, what are you doing up here? Dog seems to have got out. So finding out some alternative accommodation that's prepared to take a dog is quite interesting. We've already had issues about, like, where on earth are we going to put the fish. We've got some tropical fish, which are going to have to be relocated, which is going to be rather interesting. And it's just, you know, it just never ends. This is a bit of a weird summer. We've kind of like just been too exhausted from everything to really do much or get much done this summer. So we've kind of been collapsing, and I feel guilty because we've got all this stuff that we have to do and they're not having the energy to do it. And anyway, it's a bit of a moany rant for the penultimate audio week recording. And we'll see what... tomorrow brings. Hopefully not another rant, but you never know.